Please be seated.
请坐。
Now we're going to pray together.
我们现在要一同祷告。
We can pray for ourselves.
我们可以为自己祷告。
We can pray for our families.
也为我们家人祷告。
Also please pray for Irvine Construction and also the holy work in Irvine.
并且为俄湾教会二期工程以及各项圣工代祷。
Tomorrow and Sunday, we were going to have YASC.
星期六和星期日将有两天的社青神训班。
Please pray for the speakers and pray for the students so that they all can be edified.
请为讲员以及学员祷告，所以让他们能够同得造就。
Let's pray together.
一同跪下祷告。
And he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Verse 10.
第十节。
Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. Verse 11.
十一节。
And the Pharisee stood and prayed this with himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. Verse 12.
十二节。
I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I possess. Verse 13.
十三节。
And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 14.
十四节。
I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Jesus told this parable is because in verse 9, there are some people trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others.
耶稣说这个比喻的原因在第九节提到说，因为当时有人自以为是义人而藐视别人。
I'm sure that at times in the past, we all have feel like we are very right.
我相信在过去的时间里，我们或许曾经觉得过自己是对的。
But as we grow in our spirituality, we look back, 10,000 years ago, what is right may not be too right at this time.
然而，当我们随着我们属灵性的进步，我们会回想以前，或许十年前我们认为是对的，现在不一定是对的。
And maybe in our life, we have seen people that they think that they're very right.
或许在我们生活当中，我们看到许多自以为是的人。
But then when we try to talk to them, they don't see it, that they are wrong.
但是当我们与他们讨论的时候，他们却看不出自己的错误。
And another characteristic of self-righteousness is that they despise others.
然后自以为是的人的一个特性就是会藐视别人。
The despise other does not just only mean I look down upon that person with my eyes.
然后藐视别人就是我看不起其他的人。
Not just that.
并不只是如此。
It can be through our verbal, we can criticize. Just like this Pharisee, he even criticized the one next to him.
他也可能是在言语上去批评别人，就像是这个法利赛人他去批评他身旁的税吏一样。
I'm sure that we have in the past have criticized others or we have heard others criticize other people.
我相信在过去当中，我们曾经有听别人去批判别人，或者是自己也曾经这么说过。
And sometimes this criticism comes from that we thinking we are better and more righteous than others.
许多时候，我们对别人的批评来自于我们认为比别人更好。
Oftentimes we criticize is using our own standard.
有的时候，我们以自己的标准来批判别人。
Sometimes we think that we know more than others. We have higher standard than others.
有时候我们会认为我们比别人知道的更多，我们的地位比别人更崇高。
What harm is there if we do like that?
但是如果我们这样做的话，会造成怎样的伤害呢？
Let's look at from verse 10 to 14.
我们看第十节到第十四节。
It mentioned at least four problems, four harms it can do to us.If we have this kind of self-righteousness, trust in ourselves that we are righteous and we despise others.
然后再从十节到第十节提到四点，我们如果说我们自以为是的话，我们会造成四项的伤害。
First, such person who consider themselves a righteous or the characteristic of self-righteousness They don't please God.
首先，自以为是或者自以为是义人的人，他们没有办法得神的喜悦。
From the context, we see that after he prayed, God doesn't even listen.
我们从这个故事当中，我们可以看出，这个法利赛人祷告结束之后，并没有蒙神的垂听。
In verse 11, Bible said he was praying to himself.
在第十一节提到说，他是自言自语的祷告。
Even though he said God, but then God does not even listen, so he was praying to himself.
即使说他在祷告当中说神啊，但是神根本没有垂听，他只是自言自语吧。
So we can see that God does not even want to hear his prayer.
从此可知，神根本都不想听他的祷告。
He's basically wasting his time.
他只不过是浪费他的时间。
And how come? What did he do wrong?
那他哪里做错了呢？
There's nothing wrong that he said.
他所说的并没有错。
Indeed, he's not extortioner. He did not commit adultery.
实际上，他并没有做错事情，他也没有犯奸淫。
Indeed, he did offer tithe, and he did fast twice a week.
实际上，他每个月都有献上十一奉献，而且还参加礼拜聚会。
The problem that he has is that he did not realize that he is also a sinner.
但他的问题是他并不明白他自己也是一个罪人。
I'm sure that in Chinese there's a phrase, some people are very familiar. It's 50 steps laughing at the 100 steps.
在中文里面有句话说五十步笑百步。
During the battle, the losing side.The soldier are running for their lives.
当军队打败仗的时候，有士兵开始逃跑。
And there are some people are running real hard. They run 100 steps.
然后有人跑得特别快，他跑了100步。
And there are some people are only run 50 steps.
然后有些士兵他只跑了50步。
And the 50 step laughing at the 100 steps. You guys are so coward.
然后跑了50步的人就笑跑了100步的士兵说：“你真是个懦夫啊。”
But he didn't realize that he also running too.
但是他却忘记了，其实他自己也跑了五十步啊。
In fact, he running 50 steps, he's being in danger of being killed by the enemy.
他在逃跑的过程当中，他也是在为他的性命在躲避敌人。
He's more, you know, the 50 steps are more closer to death than the 100 steps.
然后五十步其实是比那一百步更接近于死亡。
And he's supposed to run harder.
他应该跑更快一点。
But he's laugh at others.
但是他却嘲笑其他的。
You see, everybody in the sight of God, we are all sinners.
因此，我们在神的眼中，我们每一个人都是罪人。
And to laugh at others, people say, "Ha ha, you run 100 steps."
然后去嘲笑其他人说你那跑一百步的人。
I think we have a problem.
我想我们自己是有问题的。
It's just like a person who stole $50, laughing at the person who stole $100.
就好比是一个偷了五十块钱的人去嘲笑那偷一百块钱的人
and saying to the hundred laughing at the person who stole $100 say, oh you are so bad you stole $100
然后就嘲笑那偷一百块钱的人说你真是个坏蛋啊
but the problem is he's as bad as others in fact he was worse
但是他却忘了他跟那偷一百块钱的人一样，都是坏人，而且他还比他更糟糕。
So, if somebody kind of say that to us, he did something wrong, but he so criticized other people, and say how better he is compared to other.
那如果有一个犯错的人，他跑过来指责我们，认为说他比别人还要更好。
What do we think of him?
那我们觉得他是个什么样的人呢
？I think that person.We think it's kind of crazy.
然后我们可能会觉得这个人是个疯子。
So today, when we have come to believe Jesus Christ,
所以今天当我们来信耶稣基督的时候
we need to look at things from God's perspective and not from our own perspective.
我们要从神的角度来看事情，而不是从人的观点来看待。
And if we look at things from our own perspective, we cannot jump out from the trap of self-righteousness.
如果我们从自我的观点来剖析事情，那么无法跳出自以为是的圈套。
And that is why so many people, when they fell into self-righteousness, they cannot get out of it because they are in their own world. They cannot think about what does God say to them. They only think about what I did right, how good I am.
这也就是自以为是或自以为义的人，他们没有办法想出他自己的错误，因为他总是觉得自己是对的。
And We need to be very watchful because self-righteousness is a very hard to detect a problem.
我们必须要非常的谨慎，意味自以为是或者自以为意是，是一项非常难去注意的一个小问题。
And but it has a tremendous effect, detrimental effect on our spirituality.
但是这个小小的问题却对我们的灵性有一个很大的影响。
For Job, he had done so many good things.
像约伯，他做了许多的善事。
Righteous things.
而且是正直公义的事。
And God said he's righteous.
神称他为正直的人。
But then inside his heart, there is a little bit of self-righteousness.
然而在他的心里却有一丝点，一丝一毫的自义。
He cannot detect it.
他无法察觉。
But then when other people start to accuse him, saying you must have sinned or somebody has sinned in your family, that's why disaster fall upon you.
然而当他的朋友开始指控他说你一定是犯罪了或是你家人犯罪所以才会遭逢不幸。
And he tried to defend himself saying how good he is and God has maybe have a problem.
当时候他开始自我辩护认为说他认为可能是神才有问题。
He said that God has treated him like enemy.
他说神待我如同敌人。
But God did not.
但神并没有。
God considered him righteous and God considered him good.
然而神认为说他是个正直公义的好人。
So, very important when we, I think we all have the experience, sometimes we argue with people.
我相信我们可能都会有与人争辩 的那个时候。
And we go home, we think about, you know, what I did is right, and what I say is right, you know, how wrong is other people.
好，当我们与人争辩回家之后，心里想的就是，我是多么的正直，我是多么的对，都是别人错的。
But then, next day when we talk to that person,We maybe start to realize that maybe we're not too right ourselves.
然而隔天当我们在与那个人见面或谈话的时候，我们才逐渐发现自己不一定是对的。
Only when we start to listen to other people, why other people behave that way, then we can understand maybe we have self-righteousness.
当我们开始去倾听他人的讲的时候，我们才能够明白别人行为的动机，才能明白自己不是那么对的。
One time, many years ago, I fly to Taiwan from the United States.
然后有一次，许多年前，我从美国搭飞机前往台湾。
And I was taking bus from the Taiwan airport to Taipei train station.
然后当时候我从台北机场搭火车要去台北火车站。
I was taking bus to train station.
哦，他要搭公车到台北车站。
And we put our luggages, big luggages, underneath the bus.
然后当时我将大箱的行李放在巴士的行李箱。
And I was sitting behind the bus driver.
然后我就坐在驾驶司机的隔壁。
And the bus came to a stop, and there was a lady asking the bus driver, "Say, oh, can you please come down and take my luggage out of the trunk?"
然后后来我们来到在一站停下来的时候，有位女士跟司机说，可不可以请你下来帮我？拿行李。
The bus driver shake his head.
然后司机摇摇头。
And then suddenly, this lady from the United States started to scream at him.
然后这个从美国来的女士就对他发脾气。
Yeah, scream at him, saying, "You know what? In United States, the gentleman, you know, help the lady. You know, the lady had the first seat and take their stuff for them."
然后这位女士非常的生气，对那位司机说：“在美国是女士优先的，但男士都要服务女士。”
And then this lady go pong pong pong, you know, walk out the bus and take her luggage and went away.
所以这位女士非常气愤的，很大力的离开了，走离开了，下车。
At that time, I was thinking, "Hey, no, she's right."
然后那时候我就想，哎，她是对的。
How come this bus driver doesn't help her?
为什么这位公司司机不肯帮助她呢？
Then after a couple minutes, then after she left, this bus driver started to shout.
然后当这位女士离开之后没多久，这位司机大喊。
And criticized her.
就开始批判这位女士。
What kind of attitude is this?
他说这是什么态度啊？
You taking United States standard to come to Taiwan to use it?
你把美国的标准拿来台湾来使用。
Do you know that being a bus driver, we had to take your luggages. You know how tired is it?
难道你不晓得我们这司机又要开车又要搬行李是多累的事吗
？If I do that to everybody, do you know how tired I am?
如果我对每一个人都如此服务，那我会多累啊
！And then when I heard it, hey, I realized, hey, he's right too.
然后当我听了司机的抱怨，我就觉得说，哎，司机也是对的啊。
And wait a second, how come everybody's right? And how come there's an argument?
然后那时候就开始想，每个人都是对的，为什么他们还会吵架呢？
What is God's way?
那神的道是怎样呢？
And I realized that everybody was thinking based on his own benefits.
后来明白，每个人都是为自己利益着想。
The woman using her benefit and tells her a good reason.
这位妇女以她的利益来阐述她的理由。
And the bus driver using his own benefit and think of a reason to say no.
然后司机也以他个人的利益来拒绝这位女士的要求。
But are they really right?
那他们都真的对了吗
？In the sight of God.
在神的眼里。
What does God say?
那神说什么呢
？God said that we should what be considerate of others. We should love others.
神说我们必须要为他人着想。
And love others.
并且爱其他的人。
Sometimes people misunderstood that phrase. Oh, Bible tells us to love others. That means you should love me.
哦，有的时候我们会将神说彼此相爱给误解，认为说你必须要爱我。
No, Bible is telling us we need to love others.
彼此相爱的意思是我们要去爱别人。
And so if the bus driver thinks to himself, oh, this is a lady, she might need help. I should volunteer to help her.
如果司机想说啊，这是一位女士，然后我应该来帮她。
Because that's what Bible teaching me.
因为这是圣经的教导。
And there will be no argument.
那我们就不会跟人争吵了。
And if this woman from the United States, if she is a Christian, she thought to herself, oh, this bus driver must be tired or a certain reason. Maybe he's back injured. He cannot move the luggage for me. I just do it myself.
如果这位来自美国的女士她也是基督徒她心想说这位司机或许她有背痛或者是被旧伤所以她没有办法帮我搬行李那我自己搬就好了
And there will be no argument
那这样子的话就不会有争执了
So we can see that self-righteousness happens all the times
所以我们可以看出自以为是是到处都发生的事情
But we need to come back and look at what does God saying to us, not what we think is right.
然后，因此我们必须要回头思考神的道理是什么，而不是自以为是。
This is the first point.
这是第一点。
We can see that such prayer, being self-righteous, it displeases God.
我们也看出自以为意的祷告无法取悦神。
A second.
第二点。
We can see that the self-righteousness blinded this Pharisee's eyes.
我们可以看出自以为是使这个法利赛人的眼睛盲目了。
The Pharisee thought that he was better than a tax collector.
这位法利赛人认为他自己比税吏更好。
But in God's sight, this tax collector is better than the Pharisee.
然而在神的眼里，这个税吏倒比那法利赛人有益。
And why this Pharisee's eyes was blinded?
为什么这个法利赛人的眼睛瞎了呢
？Because he was looking superficially.
因为他所看的是表面的事物。
He looked at that. I did not do anything wrong.
他所看到的是我并没有做错事。
He looked at all the people did wrong.
他说所有的人都犯错。
He looked at he did right.
他认为他做的都是好的。
But the problem is that he failed to see the tax collector's inner heart.
但是他却没有看见那税吏的内心。
The tax collector was very humble.
这位税吏他的内心是充满自卑、谦卑的。
And he repented his sin.
他向神悔改、忏悔说：“我是个罪人。”
But then, for this Pharisee, he did not see that he was proud.
然而，这法利赛人却看不出自己的骄傲。
His blindness.
他是瞎眼的。
So sometimes, you know, we can be like this Pharisee.
有的时候我们就 好比那法利赛人
we criticize others
我们去批评别人
but we did the same thing as other people do
但是我们跟别人所做的行为并没有两样
for example
比方说
have we lied before
我们是否曾经撒谎
yes we did
是的我们曾经说谎过
it's just a matter of who did many who did less
只不过是有人说的比较多谎话有人说的比较少
andIn our life, we also have been hypocrite in the past.
然后在我们生活当中，我们过去或许曾经假冒伪善。
We criticize other people being hypocrite.
我们批评别人都是虚伪的。
Have we not been hypocrite before?
难道我们在生命生活当中没有曾经没有虚伪过吗？
It's just a matter of who did more, who did less.
只不过是多少的差别吧。
And we are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
We all need to repent before God.
我们都必须要向神忏悔祷告。
And we can see that this tax collector, he truly see himself.
我们看出这个罪人，他真的看清他自己。
He can see that he has sinned.
他看到了他自己是个罪人。
He really see God.
他真的看见神了。
And that's why he feel that he's so unworthy to draw closer to God. He stand afar off.
这也就是他没有，他不敢亲近神，他要远远的看着神。
Because he really see God, he saw God's ahead, so he need to feel like he's very unworthy. He need to be, you know, many step away.
因为他看见神，神的荣。神的公义，所以他觉得他是个罪人，所以要站得远远的。
And I feel very sad for this tax collector. I feel very sad for this Pharisee.
我内心为这法利赛人感到难过。
Sometimes we are being a Pharisee too. It's like how we are worse, but then we criticize people who are better than us.
有的时候我们就好比那法利赛人，即使我们做的是更糟糕的事情，但是我们却批评那比我们做的更好的人。
But we feel that we are better than that person.
但同时我们却觉得我们比那个人更好。
Can we? Is not that blindness?
这不是瞎眼吗？
So, we need to think about, you know, in our prayer, in our speech, we need to stop criticizing people.
因此，在我们的祷告以及言行当中，我们必须要停止批判别人。
Sometimes we always judge many things.
有的时候，我们会对许多事情下定论。
Sometimes a person gave a sermon.
有的时候，有人讲道。
Or somebody did a holy work but made a mistake.
然后或者是说有人做圣工的时候犯了错。
And sometimes, you know, we get to hear some people criticism. And sometimes we hear it, we feel, I don't know how you feel, but I feel like very sad.
然后有些人就会为了他人的讲道或者是错误来批评。当我听到这些话的语的时候，我心里非常难过。
It's not criticize me.
虽然他们不是批评我。
But I feel like we all sinners.
但是我觉得我们都是罪人啊。
We all made mistakes.
我们都犯错。
Who has not given sermon and not spoke wrongly before? Who has not speak sermons and then had not never made mistake in their speech?
有哪一个人他在讲道的时候没有在言语上过失呢？
And everybody starts from the beginning level, you know, as we grow, mature.
大家都是从最基础的开始成长。
And In holy work, we all make mistake.
在圣工的参与圣工的过程当中，我们也都会犯错。
One time, there was a believer say, "What kind of sermon is this?"
然后有一次，有位信徒就批评说，这是什么讲道啊
？What I hear, it's not criticism of me, but when I hear it, I feel sad.
然后虽然他不是批评我，但是我听了，我觉得很难过。
So. We need to be merciful to others.
因此，我们要对别人有充满怜悯的心肠。
We also are growing. We all are growing.
然后我们也是不好的。
I'm sure that if you have given a sermon before, we know that in the church, some people like to hear testimonies.
然后，如果说你曾经帮助讲道，那我们知道说，其实会众喜欢听见证。
Some people just like to hear Bible. They don't like to hear testimonies.
然后有些人只喜欢听圣经的道理，不喜欢听见证。
So if some people speak a lot of testimonies, some people feel like that's trash. I don't get anything from it.
然后有些人可能在讲道当中只讲见证，然后有些人就觉得说，我今天没有得到任何的造就。
And sometimes people speak Bible, no testimony. And some people say, "What kind of sermon is this? How come there's no life application, no testimonies?"
然后有些人讲到的时候只讲圣经的道理，已经解经。然后有些人听了就觉得说，为什么都没有生活见证或者生活应用的道理呢？我实在是听不下去。
And all these just our personal preference.
然而这只不过是我们个人的偏好罢了。
And when we face such criticism,
当我们面对如此批评的言论，
let's turn to First Peter.
我们请看看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
verse 20.
二十节。
First Peter chapter 2, verse 20.
彼得前书二章二十节。
For what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. Verse 21.
二十一节。
For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Verse 22.
二十二节。
Who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 23.
二十三节。
Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. This is what Jesus did.
这也就是耶稣做的。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross, many people misunderstood him, and many people taunted him.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，许多人误解他，许多人辱骂耶稣。
Say, if you're son of God, jump down and show us.
有些人说，若是神的儿子，为什么不从十字架上跳下来呢？
So that we can believe you.
那你救了你自己，我们就可以相信你了。
I hear Bible tells us, Jesus simply just entrusted himself to God, let God judge.
然而圣经却告诉我们，耶稣只将他自己交托给神，让神来论断这一些事。
You know, at times when we do holy work,
许多时候当我们在做圣工的时候，
people only judge outwardly. Oh, is there a result?
然后大家只凭表象来评论说我们是否有结果呢？
Oh, is it edify me?
是否造就人呢？
But you see, God look at things differently.
然而神看待事情却是相当不一样的。
For people, we judge, oh,if the result, it must be good. This person must be good.
我们是通常是以结果来决定这件事情的对错。
For example,
比方说
this person might do it with a wrong motive.
比方说，如果我以不好的动机来做这件事
this person might do it with a wrong motive.
哦，这个人可能是以错误的动机来行事。
And then he live a double life.
然后他却过了，更好的生活。
Double life, no, double life.
哦，他却过了两面人的生活。
And he did work this result. Oh, we say, this person had God's abiding.
然后他所做的事情有好的结果，我们就说，哦，他一定是有神的同在。
But then compared to somebody, he really keep God's word. He really cultivate.
然后相反的，有另外一个人，他守神的道理，然后他不断的在自我灵修。
And when he preach, it just maybe he's not eloquent or something, you know, it did not inspire many people.
然后，但是当他传讲福音的时候，他可能没有口才，所以也没有非常吸引人。
And we say, oh, that's bad.
然后我们说
no good.
我们就说啊，这个人是差劲的，这不是好的。
But the problem is.Well, if we see it that way, God sees totally opposite.
如果我们是这样看待的话，或许，但神他在神眼里却是相反的。
God saw that this person is growing, that person is pursuing, that person did with sincere heart, loving brothers and sisters.
但神会看第二位弟兄是好的，因为他是有真诚的心来爱他的兄弟。
And so we shouldn't be judged superficially.
因此，我们不当很肤浅的来评判别人。
We need to judge ourselves.Did I really do it according to God's way? Right? Was I really doing for brothers and sisters and God?
然后我们应当反求诸己，问自己说：我们是否要按神的道理来对待我们的弟兄姐妹
？And we just leave it to God and let God justify us.
哇，我们必须要让神来审判我们。
This is the second point.
然后这是第二点。
Because self-righteousness can blind a person's eyes.
因为自义会使人的眼睛盲目。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 18.
请翻回路加福音第十八章。
Why self-righteousness is so harmful to us is that it can prevent us from growing spiritually and receive God's grace.
然后自义它对我们灵性的另外一个伤害就是它使我们没有办法在属灵上面增长。
And cannot receive God's grace.
并且无法得着神的恩惠。
We can see that from the context. This Pharisee prayed, and he did not receive mercy from God.
我们可以从这故事的内容看出，法利赛人祷告了，但是他却无法从神那得着恩典。
But the sinner prayed. This tax collector prayed. He received mercy from God. God considered him righteous.
然而那个罪人税吏祷告却得着神的怜悯。
But this Pharisee did not receive mercy from God. He's still a sinner.
然而这个税吏他们因为没有得着神的恩典与怜悯，他依旧是个罪人。
For this tax collector, he really experienced God's mercy, God's love.
然而这个税吏他却得着神的怜悯，他得到神的爱。
Inside his heart, he felt comforted.He feels joyful.
在他的心里，他得到神的安慰，他得到了喜乐。
But whereas this Pharisee, in his heart, he feels nothing. He feels God so far from him.
然而，在这法利赛人的心里，他却是相当空虚的。他还是与神非常的遥远。
Sometimes we always hear some people say, "How come the longer I believe in God, I feel like my heart cannot be touched by God's love?"
有些人 会觉得说，为什么信主这么久了，我的心灵还是相当空虚，还是触摸不到神呢？
Sometimes we reach to a bottleneck. I feel like I cannot improve anything more.
有的时候我们会觉得我们好像
瓶颈，
碰到一个瓶颈，我无法再进步。
But then at the same time, I cannot improve anything more. But at the same time, God's still far away from me.
我没有办法再进步，同时我也觉得神与我好遥远。
Very likely, we have self-righteousness in our hearts.
很有可能是因为我们内心充满了自义。
Because self-righteousness is a type of pride, and that pride can harden our hearts.
因为自义是一种骄傲，这个骄傲会使我们的心变得顽固。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
请看路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7, verse 37.
路加福音第七章三十七节。
Luke chapter 7, verse 37.
路加福音
七，
路加福音三十七，七章三十七节到五十节。
Verse 37.
三十七节。
And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. Verse 38.
三十八节。
And stood at his feet behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head, and she kissed his feet, anointed them with the fragrant oil. Verse 39.
三十九节。
Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." Verse 40.
四十节。
And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." Verse 41.
41节。
There was a certain creditor who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. Verse 42.
42节。
And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Verse 43.
43节。
Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him,You have rightly judged. Verse 44.
44节。
Then he returned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I enter your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she was washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head." Verse 45.
45节。
You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in.Verse 46.
46节。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Verse 47.
47节。
Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Verse 48.
48节。
Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." Let's stop here.
那我们停到这。
So here we can see that this, sinful woman and the Pharisee, they had different attitude toward Jesus Christ.
我们可以看出一个有罪的女人与法利赛人对同一件事对耶稣的态度非常的不一样。
When the sinful woman came before Jesus Christ, she was so touched. She kept quiet.
然后当这位犯罪的女人来到耶稣面前的时候，她内心是如此的感动，她不断的哭泣。
She really felt the love of Jesus Christ, and she cannot prevent herFrom loving him, she kept kissing the feet of Jesus.
她感受到耶稣对她的爱，她无法止住眼泪，也没，所以她不断的亲吻耶稣的脚。
And she offered the very best that she has to Jesus Christ.
她甚至将她最好的献给神。
Okay. But for this Pharisee, Simon,
然后对，却对，但是这个西门，这个法利赛人，
we can see that through the whole incident, he doesn't have much feeling for Jesus Christ, even though he invited Jesus Christ to his house to eat.
然后虽然说这位法利赛人西门他邀请耶稣到他家用餐，他对耶稣却没有特别的感情。
He's taking Jesus Christ for granted.
他只是觉得他就理所当然的邀请耶稣。
He doesn't feel Jesus Christ is so important.
他不觉得耶稣是那么的重要。
And Jesus said to him that, you know, I come to your house. This woman, you did not give me water, but this woman used her tear to wet my feet.
然后耶稣对他说，我来你家，你没用水帮我洗脚，这妇人却用她眼泪为我洗脚。
You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman anointed my feet with a fragrant oil.
你没有用油抹我的头，这女人用香膏抹了我的脚。
You did not kiss me, but this woman kissed me.
你没有与我亲嘴，这女人却不断地亲吻我的脚。
So we can see self-righteousness has made this Pharisee Simon hard, real hard. He even judged this woman who is better than him.
然后我们可以看出自义使法利赛人西门他的心如此的刚硬，使他没有看出这个妇人做得比他更好。
And this woman, her sins are forgiven, but this Pharisee, his sin is still there.
这位妇人她的罪得到赦免了。但这法利赛人西门的罪却仍旧在那里。
So in order to experience the love of God, it's very important for us to remove that pride, remove that self-righteousness.
所以，如果我们要从神得着恩典，我们必须要将我们内心的自义与骄傲移除掉。
I'm not saying to people, say we should commit sin so much and then come back to God and love God.
我不是告诉大家说你要多犯一点罪，然后向神悔改，然后这样子才能够得到神的爱。
In fact, everybody, we have fallen short of God's glory so much.
实际上，我们每一个人都缺在神的恩典上，缺欠神的恩典。
If we can always look at ourselves,
如果我们能够时常自我反省。
Whenever people say something, we look at ourselves.
那当别人说了什么，我们就自我反省。
Have I done the same thing too?
我们是否与他们做过同样的事呢？
And then we will discover that we have done a lot.
然后我们就会发现说，其实我们过去也曾经犯过许多的错误。
And God still loves me so much.
但神依旧爱我们。
And God still has mercy upon me. And God still gives me Holy Spirit. God still gives me sunshine.
神依旧是如此的爱我，他不但给我他的恩典、圣灵，甚至也将阳光赐给我。
And we can really truly feel the love of God.
那我们就真的能够感受到神的爱。
Just like this woman.
就如同这个妇人。
So I'm not telling people to sin more, so to experience the love of God. I'm telling people to examine ourselves more.
我不是告诉大家要去多犯点罪，然后多得赦免，而是要多加的自我反省，然后得到神更多的怜悯。
Let's look turn back to Luke chapter 18.
请翻回路加福音十八章。
The fourth thing that self-righteousness is so harmful to us is that it makes a person losing compassion to other people.
第四点，自义会使人失去对人的怜悯。
We can see that.This Pharisee, right? He had no compassion upon this tax collector.
我们可以看出这个法利赛人对这税吏是毫无怜悯可言。
In fact, he criticized him before God.
甚至他在神的面前来批判批评他。
Sometimes we do the same thing too. We criticize other people, in our prayer.
有的时候，我们也在我们的祷告当中去批评别人。
You know, I was thinking to myself.Jesus Christ had never sinned in his life.
我常想，耶稣一生当中都没有犯罪。
He's the best one to criticize because he never sinned.
他是最能够批评任何人的，因为他没有犯过错。
But the funny thing is, he has more love to the sinners than we sinners.
然而
have love, compassion to the sinners.
然而事实却是一个没有罪的耶稣，他对罪人的爱远胜于我们身为罪人对。罪人的关爱。
Is that kind of mockery?
你不觉得这很讽刺吗？
We have more sin than other people. We are supposed to know that we need mercy. We're supposed to show mercy to people.
我们也是罪人，然后我们需要神的怜悯，所以我们也需要对那最其他犯过错的人给予他们的怜悯。
But sometimes the funny thing is we criticize more severely than Jesus Christ.
然而许多时候我们却比耶稣更加严厉地去批判别人。
We really don't have compassion to people.
我们真的对人没有怜悯的心。
Are we one family?
然后我们却是一家人。我们是一家人吗？
So, something for us to think about.
这是我们要反省的。
So Jonah, he's a good example.
约拿他是一个很好的一个例子。
When God told him to tell him to preach the gospel to people in Nineveh.
当神叫约拿到尼尼微城传警告的时候，
he doesn't feel the joy.
他内心一点都不喜乐。
In fact, when these people repented, he felt angry.
实际上，当尼尼微城的人向神忏悔悔改的时候，他反倒感到气愤。
And sometimes we even say to ourselves, this person will not believe. I don't want to preach to him.
有时候我们心里说，这个人根本不信神，我也不要跟他传福音。
Well, in the past, we're like that too.
在过去，我们跟他也是这样子的。
Some people had to preach to us many, many times. Thank God, God opened our heart. We believe.
许多人可能向我们不断的传福音，然后感谢神开启了我们的心，我们接受了。
Preach to us many times. In fact, they pray for us many times.
有许多人不断的为我们传讲真理，又不断的为我们祷告。
If we have compassion towards people, we will really know the importance of preaching gospel to people.
如果我们对人有怜悯的心肠，我们就明白传福音的重要性。
And why sometimes people don't preach? Because we feel there's no need.
有时候我们大家不想传福音，是因为我们认为没有必要。
Not only shows that in our heart we are lacking compassion.
并不只是因为我们内心缺乏了怜悯。
And because the reason we lack compassion is because perhaps the self-righteousness has hardened our hearts.
然后我们缺乏怜悯的原因，就是因为我们内心那份自义使我们内心刚硬。
So we all have the problem.
因此我们是有问题的。
We have self-righteousness in one way or the other.
我们或许在某些程度上面拥有了那份自义。
We need to always examine ourselves.In what we say, in what we do, in what we think.
我们要在我们的言语、行为和思想当中不断地反省自己。
Have I despised others?
我是否藐视别人？
Have I considered more right than others?
我们是否觉得自己比别人更为有益？
Do we have love, compassion towards the person who sinned?
我们对罪人是否有爱心以及怜悯？
We can see that self-righteousness is so harmful.
我们可以看出说，自义是充满杀伤力的。
First,
第一点，
self-righteousness make us displease God.
自义
make us make this righteous self-righteousness make us make God angry.
首先，自义使神生气，让我们无法从神得到，没无法得到神的喜悦。
Second, self-righteousness blind a person's eyes.
第二，自义使人盲目。
Third,
第三。
Self-righteousness prevents us from growing spiritually and receive God's mercy and know God better.
然后自义使我们无法在属灵上面成长，并得到神的恩典。
Fourth,
第四
，self-righteousness makes us lack of love to God and to man.
第四，自义使我们对神对人都缺少爱心。
And only when we remove the self-righteousness.
唯独当我们将自义从心中去除掉，
we will be like Job, in the end of the book of Job.
我们就能够像在约伯记结束后的约伯。
Job said, "In the past, I heard about you."
约伯说，过去我风闻有神。
But now I see you.
但我现在亲眼见神。
May we all experience what Job said.
愿我们每一个人都能够经历约伯所说的。
Every day in our life.
在我们生活的每一天，
seeing God in our life every day，
在都看到神与我们同在。
Let's sing him，
让我们一同唱诗。
224，
224首。